Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. OMG. What does that really mean, Benny? OMG. Is it oh my God or oh my goodness? Or is it oh my G? It's whatever we make it.
I think it's both. Sure.
OMG. That's all I want to say. We've got a fabulous lineup for you today. I want to just tell everybody out there, I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on the Dr. Pat Show. You've done this so brilliantly. You know, this morning I was doing an interview and I was very, very taken by the notion of what we believe and what it means to be creative and be the creative genius that all of us are meant to be. And, you know, because of the show today with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane joining me here today, because of the topic around something I said the last time they were on about creativity and my blocks about writing my book. It's been a very interesting journey on the level of creativity and excitement that has come to bear. Today, for those of you, not only are we going to take a ride on the wild side with me, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Because what these two gentlemen have said they were going to do to help me, it's going to help me get rid of the blocks. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, amazing, amazing. That's all I want to say about it. You're going to get to see it in action today. What is Access Consciousness? How does this work? Why is it that Gary gets to hang out in over 25 countries offering this amazing level of facilitation so that people can understand the true nature of who they are without limitations? Dr. Dane here, as a matter of fact, is somebody that is, let me just call him, a partner in genius living through Access Consciousness. And these two come together to help thousands of people worldwide understand the power that each of us has. Now, today's show, we have something mega going on. Not only are we going to take a walk on the wild side, which is going to help everybody out there, we're going to talk about creativity. What does it mean? What are the steps to starting something, a creative project? And also, we want to be able to step into the world where each of us understands the true genius creative force we have within us. I don't know how many times people have said, I'm not creative. I can't do that. That's for Stevie Wonder. You know, whatever it is that you're saying to yourself today, get ready to stop saying it. We've got a great show and we're giving away mega pay it forward today. So this is kind of like double your pleasure, double your fun. Oh, that's great. That's how we can refer to Gary, Dr. Dane. But here's the deal. Not only are you going to be able to join me as they help me remove my blocks, but we're giving away 10 copies, books. 10 books. Amazing. You're going to hear about it in a minute. Let me welcome my two guests to the show. Gary, Dr. Dane, wow. I'm ready.
Okay, we're ready too.
So are we.
We promise to be gentle, Pat.
You know, that's okay. I have to tell you, my form of gentle is probably different from other people. I remember I grew up in the Bronx, just to kind of, you know, remind you of that. But before
your form is the 2x4 against the head, right?
I don't want to do that anymore. You're going to help me not do that anymore. But you know what? I'm so used to it.
Yeah, well, I'd like you to get over that. We don't want you to be used to it.
No.
We want you to create a different reality.
Yeah.
And because you're used to it, doesn't mean you have to keep doing it.
Yeah. No. But before we do, I would like you to tell folks about the book we're giving away today. And thank you for your generosity. We just got this hot off the press from Blossom about the books. This is kind of cool.
So there's two. Actually, Gary wrote a book called The Place, which is a phenomenal, it's a novel. It's an exploration into what would actually be possible if you could live from that place where there wasn't any judgment and creativity came instantaneously. And so we'll be giving five of those away. And it's one of those books where you read and tears stream down your face and you don't even know why. It's that brilliantly written. So I wanted to talk about that because he would never say that about himself. But truly, the wordsmithing that is in this book is absolutely brilliant. So there are five of those, and then the book, and then I'll be giving five copies of Being You, Changing the World, which is my latest book, which has actually, it's like a mini compendium of a lot of what the Access Consciousness tools are, and people have sent me emails saying, you know, I read your book, and I don't know how it happened in a book, but my life is actually changing now just by reading it. So that's what's on offer.
And if you don't think that's a brilliant book, you're missing a big opportunity, because let me tell you, Dane is an amazing guy, and what he delivers in that book, it's like I listened to him reading it when we were in Italy recently. I was listening to his reading the English and having a lady translate it into Italian, because it's being translated into other languages now, and I was in tears. I was amazed at how amazing it was. It was great.
Let me ask you, this is awesome, and let me tell everybody how we're going to do this. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We are going to open up the phone lines right now for those of you out there to receive a copy of one or the other book. So that means we have 10. And so here's what I would like you to do. Write this phone number down, 1-800-930. I didn't even give it out. The phones are ringing. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to need some information from you. We're going to need to know your name, your email address, and your address, where the book should be sent. One of the things that you can do is when you call in, what will happen if all of you call in at the same time, Brian may put you on hold, so don't hang up. You'll hear the show. 1-800-930-2819. That is to receive a copy of the book. 1-800-930-2819. Now, today, Ending Blocks to Creativity, Gary, Dr. Dane, at the last show, we kind of ended this by talking about, and my gosh, the phone lines are all completely filled up. So those of you out there, you just have to wait a minute. Do not hang up if you're put on hold. Just hang on. We'll clear the phones as soon as we can because I love this. But we started to talk about my book. And I want to ask you guys a question. And maybe you can tell me if this is how this works. Since we started to talk about this book, I hadn't thought about it until this morning, knowing that you were going to come on the show. And I got a genius idea about it that hasn't helped me remove the blocks from writing it. So I want to ask you, what we're talking about today, will it apply to doing anything creative? Who would like to answer that?
Well, I'll answer that first. This will unlock you to anything. I did one of these creativity classes in Texas one time. And this lady came who's 6'6". She's blonde. She's beautiful. She's amazing. And she had this little tiny voice, and she wanted to get up and sing. And she goes, I want to be loved by you. You know, it's like it was just hideous. And so we worked on her voice. The second day, it was better. And she called me the next week and she said, you know what? I'm a salesperson. And it's like what I do is I sell. And she said, I just sold 3 times what I have in any week just from this class. So whether you're talking about selling something, whether you're talking about writing a book, writing a song, whatever, it's about opening that door to finding your voice.
All right. I'm ready. While these phones are absolutely ringing, I'm ready. Where do we begin, gentlemen?
Well, let's just get the feeling of what it would be like to read your book or to sing your song or to present yourself in front of 10 people. Feel that energy. and everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create it all.
Right, wrong, good and bad, bod and buck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Okay, now.
Okay, so a little explanation is in order. Here's what we're doing. Basically, what we're doing is Gary asked you that question. And what it does is it brings up an energy. And the thing is, what's blocking us for most of everything that's blocking us in our lives is actually energetic. We couldn't actually put words to it sufficiently to describe the energies. One of the beauties of Access is it unlocks the energy stuff that's blocking us. Like when you go to write your book and it's just there's a wall there. Well, that wall's created by a combination of energies. So what we're doing with each one of these times that we do this thing is we're taking a brick out of that wall, and sometimes maybe an entire wall goes away at one time. And the clearing statement, the weird words I'm saying, you can actually go to the Access Consciousness website or my website, drdanehere.com, under the free stuff section, and it's the Access Clearing Statement. It's explained there, but basically it's like this. Gary will say the thing, bring up a question, ask you a question which brings up the energy of the block, and then if you're willing to destroy and uncreate it, which is what he was asking you to do, if you're willing to, what happens is it's like a big vacuum cleaner just vacuums up all the muck, and that block goes away. So it's really that simple, and that's what the weird words are.
I love the weird words. I love that.
Yeah. And notice that when I said reading it to 10 people, the energy that came up, and, you know, it's like you're on radio, you're talking to thousands of people all the time, and that's easy. Yet when it comes to your book, the idea of doing it is like, And it's like whatever we have decided we can't do becomes the limitation. You know, it's like when I was in college, I was an English major. So I read Hemingway and Proust and Camus and Shakespeare and all these great authors. So my point of view was I could never write anything that great. And that was a decision. So how many of you have thousands of decisions about never being able to do something as great as what you would like it to be, so you don't start because if you did, then it would...
Oh, my gosh. You just hit the nail on something here, brother. Whoa.
Everything that is times a godzillion. We just turn on credit all play.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Ow. Apparently, there's not just you who has that problem, Pat. You know, assuming you're not going to be good enough. So what, you know, so get the feeling of what it would be like to read your book in front of 50 people. And all the energy that comes up on that, will you destroy and create it all?
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
And all you got to do is say or think yes, and we can take, we can get this out of the way for you, okay? So now it's going to be, you know, 100 people. And get the feeling of that. And destroy and create all that, please.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now we're going to ask you for 500 people.
Uh-oh.
You're reading an audience of 500 people. That brought up some serious energy, didn't it?
Oh, boy.
Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create it all.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 1,000 people. And everything that brings up, destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 2,500 people. Audience of 2,500 that you're reading for. Wow, and it's interesting, I say reading and the energy comes up really big time. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create it all.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Okay, and now it's 5,000 people. Destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 25,000 people.
Woo-hoo.
And destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 50,000 people. And destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 100,000 people. And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Okay, and now it's 500,000 people. Oops. Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 1,000,000 people. And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 5,000,000 people.
Wow.
And destroying and create all that.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's 10,000,000 people. And destroying and create all that.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And now it's the entire world is listening to you read your book. Everything that is times a godzillion, we just turn and create it all.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Now let's see if we've gotten a change. So go back to what it felt like when you were going to do 10 people and 25 and 50 and 100 and 250. And 500 and 1,000. Does it feel so bad now?
No, no. And cool. Actually, when you first started, I got it. What came up for me?
Really?
Right
what
at the beginning. Well, what do I do for a living? I do radio. I read everybody's book.
Yeah.
Everybody's book. And by the way, I read books of people that don't come on air to review them. So,
cool.
And what do I do? I honor everyone that has written a book, including both of you. So in my, you know, in my cycle of thinking, you know, subconsciously or otherwise, is this notion of, oh, my gosh, you know, how am I ever going to write a book that people will read? I mean, I have interviewed over 4,000 people and amazing books, phenomenal books, you know, this morning's book. And so when I go to write or outline or whatever it is I do about the book, it's never good enough.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah. I know that place.
Okay.
That's where I was.
And I'm faced with it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that because that's exactly where I was before I wrote the play.
Mm.
It's like, and years ago, I started the place, and someone was supposedly going to help me, and they told me, oh, you know, I said, I'm doing this in 25-minute increments because that's all I have per day is 25 minutes. The rest of the time is taken up with taking care of kids and doing business and doing all the other stuff. They said, you can't write a book like that. That's not possible.
Right.
And instantaneously, my computer created a virus that ate the whole book. Because I aligned and agreed with somebody else's point of view. How many of you are aligning and agree with somebody else's point of view about how you can't do this? Everything that is times a godzillion, we just turn and create all that.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine. Short.
And then, okay, you know what else came up, too, if I could, is, and I had forgotten this until we just did this, you know, a friend of mine connected with some agent or something, and I didn't even know the agent, but it was the agent that he used. And I accidentally got the email of what she said about whether or not I could create a book or platform. And that stayed with me.
Something nice or something not nice?
Something not nice. She didn't even know who I was and basically said I didn't really have a platform for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everything you bought with that crock of, you know what?
I'm sorry. I got it accidentally. I wasn't supposed to get the email with it in it, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that's an accident that doesn't happen accidentally, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
They were trying to stop you, and there are people in the world who will try to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you did to buy all that pile, the crock of crap, basically, that created in your world, and once again, that's an energy that you can't really put into words. You can sort of look at it, but so all the energy that brought up and everything that it got created from that you haven't acknowledged, like somebody trying to stop you or belittle you or something else, will you destroy and create it, please?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and mouth. Now, the thing you got to get is there are people who are critics. And they criticize everything.
Yeah,
you know,
they didn't even have my book proposal, by the way. She just kind of said it.
Okay. So this is what I would recommend, and this is what I recommend to a lot of people. And I have about 10 people who have actually completed books because of this, okay? For the first time ever, they completed their books. Write it in. Sit down and commit only to 20 minutes of writing. And then write until you get to the point where you're going, oh, I can't do anymore. And it's like, it's not that you can't do anymore. It's like that's as much of that energy you can tap into. Because you got to tap into the energy of what people are going to be listening to, not what you want to say. Because the book said, make it the best are the ones that are designed for an audience that wants to hear what you got to say.
Ah, right, right.
So everything that doesn't allow you to know that there's an audience who wants to hear what you have to say, we destroy and create all that, please.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And everything that doesn't allow you to know that that's exactly what you do on your radio show, which is why people love listening to you, which is why your listenership grows instead of shrinks. And everything that doesn't allow you to apply that to a book in these 20-minute increments with total ease, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Mm. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, that's the worst part of it right there. You're not getting that what you have to say is based on how you be.
And it's based on how you be, and it's also based on how you look into other people's worlds and see what they require and deliver it in a way that not a lot of people do. And if you can recognize that that is actually what you'll be doing with the book, let's do this. So all the points of view that you bought, that all of you have bought about what the purpose of writing a book is, what the purpose of creating a song is, what the purpose of creating whatever it is you want to create in the world is, everything you bought from everybody else that isn't actually true for you and won't actually work, that you've been holding on to that stops you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, let's go right direct to weirdness, okay?
Yeah.
Do we have time for weirdness?
We have about 5 minutes and then we'll go to break. I skipped the first break because I wanted to just get this flow going for everybody.
So awesome. One of the things we've discovered in Access is there's basically two species on the planet Earth, humans and humanoids. Humans judge everybody else and tell them how wrong they are and send you book proposals that you shouldn't, you know, criticisms of book proposals that you shouldn't receive in the first place because they're always about criticizing and you're wrong and they're right and they know what's right and you don't.
And they're always in judgment of everybody else, and their point of view is they're always right.
And humanoids are always in judgment of themselves.
So the humans are in judgment of everyone else. The humanoids are always in judgment of themselves, and they think they're judgmental, but the humanoids are always the ones that create the great art, the great poetry, the great books. They're always the ones who are looking for something else. Like, what else is possible is a humanoid point of view. And what's happened for most people is most of the humanoids on the planet have tried to make themselves less. They're the ones who always want something different, and they're always judging themselves for somehow being wrong for being as weird or as different as they are.
And by the way, humanoids don't do well trying to, you know, like, what's that thing you do with the book? Chart out what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, that thing where you outline it and
yeah,
try to go according to the outline.
Also, you're not good at, you know, humanoids are also not good at, you know, doing book proposals and stuff. Write your book. Then have somebody else write the proposal, and then deliver the book, and everybody will be surprised that you did it so rapidly. Don't tell them. Just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. And don't tell anybody you're writing the darn book either. Because it's
I know.
They don't even know what you're writing about, and they're telling you you can't do it.
Isn't this interesting? And I've learned that. You know, the other thing that came up for me, which I was actually surprised it did, is when you guys were talking about being in front of people, you didn't say being in front of people and speaking, right? You said reading.
Yeah.
So what came
up... Because you know how to...
Yeah, I do. But you said reading. So here's the thing that came up for me. Really interesting. Wow, you too. I'm telling you right now. What came up for me is, as a child, I grew up... First of all, I stuttered. And secondly, I found out that I was learning different. Now I understand that the learning difference that I have is really to my advantage. But part of it is I see words. So when you guys speak, I see what you're saying. I don't see the words you're saying. I don't see words.
So can you use that to write your book?
Yes, I think I can now. Now I'm feeling like I can.
What do you know, honey?
I'm knowing I can. I'm telling you, I'm knowing I can. And I got a genius idea I'll talk to you during break about. But here's what happened. When you said reading, I got a little bit afraid there.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I don't read very well. Because when I read, I see the words. And so I've gotten really pretty good about this, though. I'm a great paraphraser. That's why I interview so well, because everything you say, I hear, and I hear it through vision. And I'm able to integrate pieces of what you say into a picture. So
cool.
It's really interesting. By the time you were done and we got to millions of people, I couldn't remember that little fear I had.
Yay, that's cool. What we were shooting for.
That was the target. Awesome.
Yeah. And what I got from it was that, I don't know if this is how it works for you, so maybe you can tell me. So I actually changed reading, right, as you were speaking. I made an adjustment, and it became a PowerPoint presentation.
Cool. Well, the thing is, the whole idea of this is to take you out of that stuck point of view you have. It's keeping you from what you can create. So it's like, even if we just get rid of that fear of reading to a little bit, and then you go into PowerPoint, that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah.
How do we get turned on again? Because you should be turned on. You shouldn't be turned off.
And that turn on is whatever way works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn it into a PowerPoint presentation. Somebody else might turn it into colors, or somebody else might turn it into, wow, I can just be here and be a different space than I thought was possible. And that's the beauty of it is we're not trying to get you to, oh, you need to do it this way.
What we're doing
is unlocking what is stood in the way of you being able to do it your way.
I love this.
And that's really the value of it.
I love this. I want to open this up to the listeners. Anyone out there stuck and want to get some help being unstuck? Oh, my gosh. I'm having a hard time talking right now because the ideas are just coming in like, wow. I want to open it up to everybody out there. We actually have, let's see how many books are left. Do we have four books that are left, Benny? Four books? Four books that are left. Those of you that were trying to get in that couldn't, you went to my overflow system. I want you to try again right now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we would also like to take your call. If you are stuck, want to get some help getting unstuck. I can't even talk. What just happened to me is just, I have to go to break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you breathing freely and effortlessly? How about breathing gratitude in each one of your breaths? Using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your natural breathing may enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by breathing in gratitude in each one of your cells, you give them the energetic nutrients that they need to create optimal health in your body, mind, and spirit. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Wild thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Oh, yeah. I love you. I love you. I love this song, Benny. Crank it up just for a second. I love it. Thank you, Mr. Benny. Wow. What an experience. I feel like a wild thing right now, Benny. I'm feeling like a wild thing.
We just let you out of your cage for a little bit?
You just say, Dr. Dane Garrett, yeah. they did something here. I'm almost ready to go home and get my leather chaps. Ride that
now
Harley.
We're talking.
They weren't going to answer that question for a minute. They were all like, oh, wait a minute.
Ride that Harley into
visual.
The sunset.
Exactly.
Visual. Wow.
TMI.
So
you should let her out of her cage more often. I think that's
the
we
should
do more.
There's a restraint on that. I got to keep control over these cars.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know what? I want to tell everybody. First of all, I want to make sure that you all have information about the website. Check it out. Accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com. Just go ahead and check it out. Also, there is a free series, which we'll tell you about in a minute. Gentlemen, Gary, Dr. I have to just talk a little bit and ask you what happened. Because I actually feel so excited about what I shared with you about the book and the ideas I have and all of that, that I can't wait to sit down and start putting it together. And, you know, this is really kind of cool because part of this was also understanding that I am afraid to speak. Because when you mentioned the word read, you know, I struggled all of my young adult life to read. Certainly didn't do well on any of those GRE exams, right? Because, you know, they're not about, you know, seeing words and then seeing pictures. Nobody asks you about that. And there's a time constraint. So a lot of things opened up. And I wanted you to share with the audience how that happened. For me to go from a place of immobility, really, I was immobilized around this. As a matter of fact, Linda said something to me today about it on the way here, and I snipped at her a little bit. Sorry, Linda. To be feeling so light and excited within 20 minutes is profound. Can you please explain what happened to everyone?
Well, it's like when I asked the question, it's like what I wanted to do is bring up that place that exists in each person where they think they can't, where they bought that they can't, but they've been told that they can't, and when they've been told that they're not good enough, all of those things. And that energy, when that came up, and then we did the clearing statement, you know, when Dane sent it to the point of its creation, it's like it began to disintegrate. When we got up to the million category, all of a sudden things started to lighten up. When we got to 10 million, it really lightened up. And energetically, it was no longer this solid wall. It was this place that was beginning to fall away and disintegrate.
And when that's the case, you as the being that you are, if you had grown up, you know, in a world where there was no judgment, where there was total nurturing, total caring, you'd be able to be on like that all the time. Unfortunately, I don't know anyone who's grown up in a world like that. So what these tools are about is actually undoing the walls we have around us. I mean, if you look at your situation, you know, struggling to read, and especially the concept of reading out loud, and you can imagine in school where they required you to read, how contracted you would have had to be around this entire subject. So, and we all have places like this, and literally it's unlocking those places that we all have in common and that you have specifically that don't allow us to be that creative genius that we already are.
Mm. And it's there for all of us. We just don't know how to access it. That's why we call it access. So, you know, it's like I have a daughter. She's older. She's my eldest daughter, and she's dyslexic to a horrible degree.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book called Talk to the Entities, and she actually communicates with beings that have passed. And that's one of the things she's able to do, and she teaches people how to be able to do that and use that. And she wrote this book, and it was edited by 27 different people, and still the spelling mistakes on it were hideous. And she got more criticism about it. And I said, just tell people that you're dyslexic and that you don't know how to spell at all.
Right.
Send them an email that, you know, thank you, you know, for your criticism. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just don't know how to do any better. And she started doing that. She said, but I can't expose that to people. And I said, yeah, you got to expose that to people. Otherwise, they're not going to give you the credence of what you have to say. They're going to judge you out of their reality. And she went, oh, my God. And she did it, and she's been being very successful.
Well, this is for me. I've done a lot on radio. The ease by which this happened, I'm just really in awe about. And, you know, let's just talk about what happened for the listeners that also followed with this. Because it isn't just me that has been affected by it, correct?
No, not just you. Anybody listening. And the thing is, see, Gary and I are aware that this is the ease with which change should occur in every area of our lives. I mean, this is what we do on a daily basis. We see what people would call miracles, things that people haven't been able to overcome in 25 years, and we work with them for a half an hour or an hour, and it's done. It's changed, and it never goes back to the same way. Part of what we'd like people to know is that this level of change is actually possible, because if you can realize that, then you start looking for, wow, what else can I change? So what's happened for the listeners is, as we were running through it with you, they energetically were going there also, even if they weren't thinking about it. Although for a lot of them, it probably brought up a lot of similar stuff, a lot of similar places where they couldn't be something or do something or create something. And literally, by running this clearing statement, it goes back to the point of creation, to where the seed to that limitation got started. And usually, the place where the limitation got started isn't where you think it got started. It's usually long before that, when you just took one passing point of view, like, oh, my God, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough,
right,
or I'm not creative enough.
Right.
And it literally goes to that place, because the consciousness that you are desires more consciousness, and it will do everything it can to assist you. The consciousness that we are and that the universe is will do everything to assist us. This is a way of asking for it and actually getting it.
You know, honestly, it's, you know, when we were talking about this, I went back to my childhood when you were saying, you know, when you're saying you're reading in front of 100 people, 500, so forth and so on. When you did that, or the lower numbers, I actually saw myself up in front of a class when I was in a PS 11 in the Bronx.
Right.
Man, who remembers that stuff?
Right.
PS 11.
Well, and that's interesting. And that, you know, was part of the energy, the visual, the whatever, if you will, that Gary and I got also. And when he said it, you know, about the 10 people, I was like, wow, there's the little kid reading in class that's making themselves wrong. That's because, you know, you're so afraid of being judged and you're so in judgment of you already and all that stuff. And everything from that point forward builds on that foundation. What we just did is we just undid that foundation.
We just erased the foundation that, you know, it created the limitation in the first place. And I just realized that,
wow,
as I was talking, I just realized that my kids, when they were little, they would try to read the book with me, and they weren't to the point where they could read. So they memorized the words to try and prove that they were reading. And if I ask them what's that word? They go, I don't know.
It's interesting.
I said, yeah, you do. It's okay. You'll get it later. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. And I just realized that most parents and most people don't do that with kids. They don't give them the idea that they'll be fine, to just wait and you will get it.
It's really interesting. It really brought me back to something I hadn't thought about in decades. And I'll just share it with you. You know, part of that experience in PS 11 in the Bronx, and, you know, imagine me stuttering, right? I, you know, had the stutter, and then imagine me not be able to read fast enough, right? To read. So I remember that I was given we all had to pick something to read. And I came across a book, and I don't remember now where I came across it, but it was an Edgar Allan Poe book. And The Raven, the poem The Raven was in it. And I remember picking up that poem, and I remember reading it, but I could see it visually, right? I mean, I could see it visually. And by the way, Raven is one of my totems to this day. But I remember reading it, and what I did was I was able to draw pictures around the poem, right, in the book. I would draw these little pictures. It was the first reading I had ever done where I didn't stutter, and I could read the whole thing. Now, I don't claim to be, you know, I mean, poetry, I didn't even understand what I was reading. You know, I didn't understand at that time who Edgar Allan Poe was. I didn't understand at that time, the power of that poem in a lot of ways. But it was the first time in my youth that I was actually able to read without stuttering.
So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of your greatest talents the ability to use words to create pictures?
Yes.
Have you ever considered that that's what will make a great book?
I had not thought about it.
So would you be willing to let that cat out of the bag, please?
I would love to let that cat out of the bag.
Everything that doesn't allow it, times a gazillion.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Stereo pod puck.
I love it. Let's take a short break, everyone. What a brilliant idea. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Yes, we are taking your calls if you want to connect with my guest today. Wow. We'll be right back.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com. Baby, she's so mean. I don't care.
Everything that doesn't allow it, times a gadzillion.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Everybody out there, I'm actually going to do a show down the road to actually document what just happened here. Because it's just, I'm trying to get my bearings because the energy keeps flowing. One of the things that I want you guys to know about Gary and Dr. Dane is, check out their website, accessconsciousness.com. There's a lot of information. There are a lot of ways for you to go through and experience what I've just experienced in a short period of time. You know, I want to ask each of you, if somebody is listening to the show and is, like I've said before, you know, stuck at a place, what are the steps? Can you outline perhaps a starting point? Because I didn't actually even know where to start.
Yeah, well, the first part is really getting to the place where you go, this needs to change. Even having that awareness. And then, and that's the first part, is where you go, okay, and if you're willing to make a demand of the universe, whatever it takes, this is changing.
Well, it's actually more a demand of yourself, because it's like you have to demand of yourself you're going to change this, and then the universe will support you.
And that's, you know, and that's the beauty of it. And you demand of the universe, you are part of that universe, and it will actually work to support you. But when you make that demand on yourself, the next step is to do this. There's a couple real simple questions you can ask, which are, what's it going to take to change this? What else is possible here? And how does it get any better than this? Which we talked about on the last show, the how does it get any better than this question.
Yeah.
But something really simple like that, a demand that it change, and then a question starts the process. It starts the ball rolling, because where most people are headed, it's basically like they're headed in one direction. They're headed to the end of the room over there, and there's walls on the left and the walls on the right, and they can't see over, around, through, or between, and they think they're stuck with that thing that's there that they have to choose. And when you ask a question, it's like doors open to the left and to the right, and they've got space and light and possibilities behind them you never saw before you asked the question. So that's the beginning. And then the next part of it is to say, everything that doesn't allow this to show up, I now destroy and uncreate it, and I'll pock and pot it. In other words, all the weird stuff Gary and Dane said the other day.
You can just say it like that.
Because it'll still work. And you don't even have to know what it is that doesn't allow it to show up. You just have to be willing to let go of whatever it is that doesn't allow it to show up. And that starts the process. You know, we've got other tools and other resources. You know, if you go to if you go to beingyoubook.com, you can download for free the audio of the first chapter of the Being You Changing the World book. It's beingyoubook.com. And also with the Access Consciousness website, if you go there and put in your name and email address, we've got a couple of things that we'll send you that will hopefully get you started on this process of change.
If you really want it. Now, the one thing you got, the people in your audience that were getting these clearings today, it's like what you're going to notice is how you are doing stuff differently in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, probably 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks, notice, wow, I wouldn't have done that way before, because that's the primary way you notice the change. Because we're not really changing the way you function. What we're doing is changing what keeps you from functioning. And so when you start to function differently, you want to notice that and go, oh. And then ask, is that one of the changes I got? And you'll probably find it is. Usually it's the first 3.5 weeks, there's this constant state of change, and then after that, another wall comes up for you to get rid of.
Well, I'll tell you that for me, it's, you know, it's kind of like the floodgates started to open up. And there's a light, you know, I feel light around this. Honestly, didn't expect to go from where I was to feeling excited about it. But I think you both did, didn't you?
Yes. You know, we had a lady who came to visit. We had this older woman who was living with us at one point, and this woman came to to visit, and she had lumps on her breast. So she went in. She, you know, we did some work with her to try and change it, and she went in and had a mastectomy anyway. And then she got the biopsy back and said, I just thought you guys would like to know that I actually had no cancer in my breast. And I said, we knew that.
In other words, she had it. She was diagnosed with cancer before we worked with her. She went and had a mastectomy, believing that whatever work we had done probably couldn't have done enough to actually change it.
Right.
And then she, you know, I thought you'd like to know that it, you guys actually changed it. We're like, yeah, we did know that. Thanks for telling us, though.
Yeah.
And did you really have to go do that to your body because you wouldn't believe it? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, so, I mean, let's talk about this because, you know, we always think of... I love what you said earlier when you said we come into this world and there we are, and we don't really have any obstructions unless something happens to us or unless, you know, we're told not to do something or whatever the experience is. You know, right now we're bombarded by our culture here in the United States about everything that is not right with us. I mean, that's the commercialization model, right?
Yeah.
So true.
Here, take this pill and you'll feel better.
Right.
The side effects are you will die. But other than that, take this pill, you'll feel better until you die.
You know, and that's like you said, it's the commercialization model because you are wrong. Let me sell you something is basically the point of view. And you know what? What if there's nothing wrong with us? What if it's just buying all this crap is the only thing that we use to make us wrong? What if there truly isn't anything wrong with us? And what if we're far greater than we've ever given ourselves credit for being? From my point of view, access is actually a way of unlocking that. So you can be it rather than know that you should be able to be it and never seem to be able to reach it. This is like, you know what? Let's change it so you can now be it. You know, like this 20 minutes that we worked with you. Change it so you can be it. Now what can you create and what can you contribute to the world that wasn't available before?
And what kind of contribution are we really that we're not, you know, we're not aware of?
Mm. Well, I want to thank you both for everything, actually. I want to thank you for everything because this is going to be a very creative weekend. I can tell you that right now. I'm already thinking of all the people I need to kind of cancel a few things with here. But it is really a different way of being. You know, I talked about this with Michelle and Kamisha earlier about being at this place of knowing. And what I'm really struck by is how I went from a place of doubt to a place of knowing. Do you know what I mean? That energy around that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, that's what we as beings should be. We should perceive, know, be, and receive unlimitedly. And that's our premise. And that's what we start from. It's like, so how can we help you perceive, know, be, and receive totally? And when you hit this place where you stop thinking the obstruction is more real than your knowing, suddenly you know exactly where you want to go, what you want to do, and how it's going to turn out.
And it's really, you know, undoing that place where you gave up your knowing somewhere in the past, because your knowing you always have, you just have to try to undo it in certain circumstances, or you think you do. And this is undoing that so that you can be that knowing, that being, that perceiving, and that receiving.
Wow. What a new venture. I can't wait till you guys are on next time so we could do a little check-in.
Cool. Us too. I look forward to that too.
I love it. I want to thank you both for joining us. Let's take a moment. Would you mind giving out some websites and letting folks know how they can experience what I just experienced on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. The main Access website is accessconsciousness.com. That's accessconsciousness.com. We have creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, which is where you can go. And if you do /money on that, you can get a free video series. There's also beingyouclass.com, beingyouclass.com, where I have a video series that I've set up to give some of these real simple access tools in, you know, over a several-day period where you get invited to use them in your life and invited to change things in your life that you want to change.
Mm.
And all of those are our gift. Yeah.
Yeah, and we also have, you know, Dane, you can get a download of the first chapter of Dane's book at
At beingyoubook.com, which is Being You Book. It's also, if you go to the beingyouclass.com website, the first thing that you'll get actually is an audio with the first chapter of the book there.
I love it.
More bang.
I love
it. And we didn't have it all together before we got on this thing because I was also going to give the first chapter of The Place as an audio for anybody who wanted to listen to that.
So we will do our darndest to have it for next time.
Let's do it for next time. But you did give away 10 books, and I want to thank you for that. Phone lines were just jamming the entire time. Thank you both. We're going to take a short break. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We'll be right back.
Everything that doesn't allow it, time's a gazillion.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.